Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome y'all to Surge Radio. We're going to hop directly into the show today. Because we have a special guest, we have Brian Shellman joining us from Anthem Culture. You know, we'll get a little bit more information about that. But you are now on air with your man, Lyricist in Spades. What's up, sir? Spades, are you there? Alright, y'all, I want to apologize for that. We had a little bit of technical difficulty. Now we are back on air, my man Space. Space, sir, are you there?
I am, sir.
Alright. So we're going to hop into one of these topics right now, you know, before we bring our special guest on. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Cool. I'm just making sure everything's all clear. All right, so first topic we're going to talk about today is Cam versus Jim Jones. So I guess the whole Dipset thing is not really working out all that well. So Cam just put out a new song with Joel Santana, and he happened to omit the verse that Jim Jones supplied. So Jim Jones is like, you know, hey, you know, what's going on with this stuff, man? You know, we did that track over a year and a half ago, and you drop it without me being on it. So Cam has a funny response, you know, being Cam, he does what he did and paid in full. You know, pretty much said that, you know, people have verses taking off tracks every day. So I'm not sure how to really feel about the whole Cam Jim Jones thing. I mean, but it's hip hop, you know, there's going to be disagreement. That's what happened with egos in hip hop. But Spades, what's your thoughts on that, sir?
I mean, I think if y'all recorded that shit over a year ago, you shouldn't have took him off the track. Or you should have at least, you know, gave him a heads up ahead of time before it got to this point. But like you said, that shit happened every day, but he should have been about his business before anything.
Especially with somebody that, you know, he was in a rap group with. And they were best friends at one point, you know. So, I mean, a little bit of a heads up would have been cool. You know, it's not like a situation I was in where, you know, I cut somebody off and I didn't tell them why I cut them off. I'm like, well, you knew the cutoff was coming. So, it's like, you know, it is what it is. So, you know, there's no surprise there. Hey, you knew it was coming because of the shit that you were doing. So, you know, there's no surprises there. Hopefully they're able to iron that stuff out, man, and get past this shit because, you know, we this is an era where we need good music, and good music is not coming from the talent or lack thereof in this current era of music. So speaking of lack of talent, let's move forward to this whole Nick Cannon's $100,000 rap battle challenge. So he puts the challenge out there for $100,000for a rap battle. So he's getting all these responses. So he finally finds someone that responds that is a, you know, I wouldn't say a premier rap battler, but the guy has a little bit of weight. So the guy proved that he had the money, and he was ready to go. And he even spit, you know, a freestyle, you know, pretty much dismantling him, letting him know what this is, how the battle was going to be. He had his stipulations, like if he wins, you know, he wants Nick Cannon to sign him to Wild 'N Out, and amongst other things, you know, which you doing business, hey, that's the way it goes. Nick Cannon responds saying that, you know, he wants a body that has a little bit more, you know, weight behind him and, you know, popularity that can fill the venue and blah, blah, blah. So he also got responses from individuals like that as well, but he never responded to it. So he added stipulations to this challenge. So it seems like he's trying to find a creative way to back out of it, you know, while trying to take not so clever shots at Eminem. But I don't know. I mean, what's your thoughts on this, Space?
I think, you know, from the standpoint of, you know, you created a challenge. You asked for the $100,000. Somebody presented the $100,000. Also did a freestyle. You would think you would want to go say, okay, bet, we'll do this. Even if he don't got that much weight, he still has a name behind him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's won a few battles. So it's not like, you know what I'm saying, he has the bread to put up, so why not? And then you taking shots at Eminem, like, why? Why? He done killed you too many times. Are you talking about trying to battle him again? Like,
yeah.
Just stop it, dog. You trying to stay relevant. Like, you already got Nickelodeon. Just stop, bro. Just stick to Wildin' Out.
I mean, just stick to Wildin' Out. I mean, it's like, I'm one of the few people that can probably get under his skin in real life. And I don't even have to have $100,000 to make that happen. So, and that's off of the strength of who we both know. But I'm not going to dive into that. It doesn't really matter. I think Nick is trying to, you know, get, you know, his popularity back up or drive some publicity. And I really feel like it's a stupid move. You know, if you're not going to really step up and do the battle, don't waste anybody's time, you know, because it's not really a smart thing to do. A lot of people is looking at this. You're diving into rap battles in an era where it is everybody, you know, respects it a little bit more. So it's the money game. The guy brought the money. You made excuses. So when you make those type of excuses and it looks like you're backpedaling, nobody really wants to waste their time with somebody like that. But we're going to dive into the rest of these topics later. We do have our special guest on the show. I want to take the time to welcome Brian Shellman of Anthem Culture to Surge Radio. Are you there, sir?
I am. What's going on, Lyricist? What's going on, Stapes?
How you doing?
Not much, man. You know, we've been waiting for you. So,
oh, of course.
You know,
I've been looking forward to it.
Absolutely. So, you know, thank you for, you know, reaching out to us. You know, we hope to learn more about you and what you do as well. So let's get into the first question, you know, first statement pretty much. Tell everyone who you are and what you do.
Well, first of all, my name is Brian Shellman, a.k.a. B. Shell. Some people know me as that. And the company is Anthem Culture. We're a global media lifestyle company, so we explore culture around the world through music, art, food, fashion. So we're actually involved in a lot of different projects, ranging from producing our own music and fashion all the way into producing our own visuals and media, so doing short films and commercials and things of that nature. So just as of late, I've been around to a lot of different events and stuff like that, just learning and growing the community and everything. So appreciate the opportunity for being here on Surge Radio to be able to reach out to new listeners, everybody that I know that's tuned in. So looking forward to being part of the experience.
Absolutely, man. We're happy to have you. Space, you got a question for him?
What made you start Anthem? Like, what was the motivation behind it?
A lot of it really wasn't, I guess, like a set start point. Back in high school, I was doing a lot of music production, and just going from that and moving into fashion, it all started to just build together. So it's really just an embodiment of a lot of creativity, a lot of different projects that I wanted to be a part of, anything from music, fashion, artwork, just overall like experience in different cultures and things of that nature. So a lot of that just sort of started to come together underneath one umbrella. So that's where Anthem Culture started to really build and, you know, develop the website, anthemculture.com. So on that, we have information. I've done research about every single country around the entire world. So we provide information from all of those different categories. And even just from a real life perspective, starting to attend a lot of different events and network with a lot of people to really bring like a real life experience aspect to the company as well.
That's awesome. So what's the origin of the name, Anthem Culture? Where'd you get that name from?
And I've been saying the name for forever. And the name sort of came about even before, I guess, the company had its own sort of structure. So the anthem aspect of it, you know, I was initially involved with making music before I was involved with any other different type of visual projects, art projects, fashion, and things of that nature. So I've seen the anthem as being something that represented another thing as a whole. So the anthem culture was really just a representation of culture overall taken to a general definition. So just going from that in the early stages and then starting to, like, tour around and really meet a lot of different people from a lot of different countries, the culture aspect of anthem culture really started to take the forefront. And from there, we really started to move into actually, like, exploring the different countries that from, the, like, the people that I've been meeting from one-on-one conversations to starting to, like, move around about it to different areas to really understand the culture and things like that. So
that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, that helps us get a better idea of what you guys do. So as far as music, what type of genres of music do you do?
Well, I'm an artist myself. That's why a lot of people know me as B-Shell. So I actually just came off of a show out in Philadelphia. And I don't know if you know, but I'm originally from Detroit, right outside the city. I'm from Southfield, Lathrop Village area. So shout out to Detroit.
Okay.
But I do a lot of rap, hip hop, but I like to take into account a lot of, I guess, like R&B type beats to sort of make it a lot more melodic and bring into the industry a lot of different topics and perspectives. I mean, just because building the Anthem Culture brand, I've had a lot of different cultural experiences, and like you said, it opens up your perspective to a lot of new things just in life in general. So a lot of that's incorporated into my music to really give it like a global appeal. So that's the sort of things that we're working with now, and even I'm starting to reach out and network with a lot of different artists and producers from various places, whether they're singers, producers, engineers, and really just to collaborate with a lot of different people from different areas just to expand the sound. So it's continuously growing every new project that I'm involved with.
That's awesome. B-Shells, you know what? I am severely disappointed in you because you did not get me your music.
Well, yeah, see, that's the thing. That's the thing. I actually wanted to send you guys some music. The show that we just did a couple of nights ago, we debuted this project that we did. Actually, my team of producers from out in Detroit, they go by the name of Two Freshmen. They hit me up. They were like, hey, we're coming to New York for a weekend. So I was like, hey, say no more. We're hitting the studio, recording the album. So they came out. They sent me close to 30 beats. So we put together an entire project. So we've been working on a lot of new things. So I'll definitely make sure you get a taste of it. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Absolutely, man. I'll take your word for it. Yeah, so just send it to us, and we'll definitely, you know, do our job. We'll get it spent. Space, you have another question?
So as far as your brand, you know, the Anthem brand, like, what do you want your brand to say to people if they've never heard of it? Like, when they look on your webpage, what is it that you want to stand out to them? Like, what does your brand mean to you?
Our overall message is appreciate culture in the sense that no matter where you come from, how you grew up, who you know, the society, environment that you come from, if you really boil it down, we all enjoy a lot of the same things. I mean, I'm currently in New York City, so as you know, it's like a melting pot just right in the city.
Oh,
so just being around
I'm on that
so
radio
many
show.
Di-
oh.
just being around so many different types of people, we get influences, and I hang out with a lot of different people, and it's like, hey, you like the same type of music I do, you like the same type of fashion I do, so it's really just taking that local aspect of it and expanding it into the global reach, because in media these days, we don't really see a lot of, I guess, like the good things just because what drives eyes and attention and stuff, so that's what I really want to promote, the positive aspect of culture around the world.
That's so important right now because of all this racist stuff going on. That's very important. People gotta learn to be able to coexist together, you know. And I think that's dope what you guys are doing.
Appreciate it. And actually, that's really how a lot of societies start to really grow and develop. It's just the collaboration between a lot of different areas because somebody halfway around the world, they could be doing something much better than we are here, even just in America. So you would never know that unless you actually communicate and interact with them. So it's really just to find out, okay, what are you doing better than we are and what can we learn from each other to make one thing bigger than it already is.
Yeah, that's true.
Uh-huh,
just going back to what you were saying about the people that, you know, that could be doing things better than us in other countries. Like, for example, I definitely want to interview somebody that's making the Jordans opposed to a person that's making the Shaq shoes. I'm pretty sure whoever's making Shaq shoes is in America. So.
Definitely.
So what is the biggest challenge for you in anthem culture?
The biggest challenge is really just finding what direction to move in next, being a part of so many different industries, I guess you could say, because working with the music industry, working with the fashion industry, and working with pretty much just everything, just growing a company overall, you get so many different opportunities popping up. So it's like, okay, really need to take some time, sit back and figure out what's beneficial to the growth of the Anthem Culture brand, the B-Shells brand, and just expanding our overall message of appreciating culture. So we are involved with a lot of different things spread across the table. So definitely like to keep the projects and choices that we make definitely up to par with like our standards and everything, even when it comes down to visuals and collaborations as far as like who we work with. We definitely want to make sure not only do we reach out to a lot of different people to really get a taste of the different things out there, but we also work with people that's along the same lines as far as like the sort of vibe, message, image that we're trying to go along with. So we try to keep everything consistent. So that's really the hardest thing just moving forward, is trying to keep up with that whole branding aspect of it.
Okay. All right. I mean, and that's good, you know. So we talk about brands a lot on this radio show, and you definitely pretty much gave everybody how far a brand can go and how umbrellas work. But if you had to educate people in as few words as possible on how important branding is in the industry, can you do that?
I can. A brand is, of course, it's exactly like what the person whose brand you're talking about, exactly what it is that they want to portray. So everybody knows that first impressions, it's hard to change a first impression. So just imagine walking into an event and the first thing somebody sees about you, you're already labeled. So whatever you want them to see, that's the brand right there. Even before you speak, is everything down from the way you look, your body language, everything like that. And everything, of course, after that follows as far as, like, what you eventually end up talking about and stuff like that. But it's just the initial communication just to build that initial trust with any kind of person, with any kind of business. That's the brand that you're working on to create. And that's why it's so important, just because it is for first impressions, and that's what people know you as. A lot of times it's hard to change that sort of mindset after they get stuck in it. So you may as well give them exactly what they want right up front.
Yeah. Okay. That's real.
That's what's up.
So any more questions?
If you can give advice to a person that's trying to start a brand and trying to get his movement going, what would be the main piece of advice you would give him or her?
The main piece of advice for him or her would really just be to just do whatever is fun to you, whatever you like to do. And just thinking about the levels that we've already reached with Anthem Culture, with the fashion, with the music, it's a lot of time and effort that you put into it. And it's not just one thing that happens just overnight. It's years and years just building upon each other. So if you're actually going to do something, you really want to make a conscious effort to take it as far as it can, you better make sure you like it, just because you're literally going to wake up thinking about it. You're going to go throughout your entire day thinking about it. You'll go to sleep checking your phone all the time. I sleep with my phone underneath my pillow, so I'm still getting vibrations even when I'm trying to dream. So it's like, if you're really going to put your time and effort into something, you better make sure it's something that you like, because it's like, you don't want to put that much energy into something and then by the time you get to the end of the road, you find out success isn't what you really think it is, and then you're just stuck here with all of this time and energy wasted into something that you didn't really want to put your time into. So you end up going a different route anyway. So you may as well just start at first base with doing something what you like, and everything else literally would just fall into place of the lineup, and opportunities would just pop up even out of places you never would even expect them to come out of.
Yeah, that's great. You know, I mean, B-Shells, I definitely want to thank you, you know, for, you know, dropping by and giving everybody the info and, you know, speaking on important things as far as a branding and understanding how it works and, you know, the business aspect of it, man. You're definitely about your business, man. You know, there's out of all the guests that we had on this show, man, I'm telling you, you gave a lot of information. If people slept on this episode, they should stay asleep, you know. I mean, it's big business out here, man, you know. And I respect anybody that's trying to do it from an entrepreneurial standpoint as well,
mm-hmm.
because you're
mm-hmm.
a young, black entrepreneur, you know. Where it is, I'm not going to preach about how the odds is stacked against us. The odds are stacked against everybody. So
yep.
it's how do you perform under pressure? You know, there's no room for error, as there's no room for excuses. So
mm-hmm.
it seemed like you've gravitated past the excuses, and you know it's maximum effort every day. And I always speak about 168 hours. How are you using that throughout the week? You know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people spend most of their time eating and sleeping.
But
I can tell, you know, individuals, you know, like the rare few of us that's out here, you know, we use 120 to 140 hours. The other,
mm-hmm.
you know, leftover hours, we're squeezing in sleep. We're squeezing in meals.
You know, all the time.
Yeah, because when you're constantly on the go, you don't have time for it. So,
exactly.
But, yeah, that's all the questions that I have for you, man. So,
for sure.
Yeah,
and I actually want to commend you guys on your marketing and everything. He was like, hey, we definitely want to have you on the show, and then for like the entire week, they've been going in with the promo and everything, so it makes sense why your show is at the level that it's at, and even just your music and the progress of everything. I get it, and I was even inspired by you guys. I was like, oh, man, I really got to get on it. They're out here tweeting every single night. Let's get it. you guys are definitely doing the same thing. Just like you said, it's just that daily grind and hustle that you got to go through, so just make it happen at the end of the day.
But I tell you this, B-Shells, we would definitely be in contact with you. I would love to meet you and sit down and, you know, chat about some business and possible moves in the future. So I'll definitely be in contact with you about that. So
for sure. And I'll make sure to get some music over to you guys too. I'll be in Detroit sometime soon, so we'll be able to link up some.
All right, absolutely. All right, so hey, before you get out of here, tell everybody where they can find your music, your material, everything.
You can find everything at anthemculture.com. Keep it simple. We have links to all of the music, social media, all of our visuals and stuff like that. So we have it in one nice convenient location. So anthemculture.com, it sounds as it's spelled. Plus you could just hop on Surge Radio, all of their media channels. You could check out all the promo they've been doing, and you could see everything like that. So anthemculture.com, check it out.
Absolutely, man. Well, thank you for being a guest on Surge Radio, man. Is there any last words for the people that you want to share before you get out of here?
No, I'm about to go knock out some more editing and stuff like that for some more work. So I appreciate the opportunity. Shout out the lyricists. Shout out the Spades. Appreciate all of the work that you guys have been doing. And look forward to more great things coming for both of us.
Absolutely. Thank you, man. I'll be in touch, man.
All right, for sure. Take care.
All right, you too. All right, man. Yeah, another great guest to have on the show, man. You know, he came with a lot of info. Spades, what's your thoughts, man?
It was great. It was a great interview, man.
Yeah.
You don't get too many people that share and is passionate as he is. So, shout out to Anthem.
Yeah, man. That's what it comes down to, man, is the passion. Like how many people is that passionate about what they do? It's like we've been talking about it for weeks, you know, and how do you use your time? You know, this guy has multiple brands under one umbrella, and he's finding a way to make it work for everything. You know, not only that, he finds a way to incorporate different cultures into this business. So, you know, if you're going to start your own business, you know, this is step one. Listen to this episode and see how important it is to understand how branding works, understanding how business and, you know, works. And then from there, Google how to start your own business, because you want to understand everything before you jump into it. We're going to keep bringing people like this on this show because it's very, very important for us to try to give something. I know that we have a lot of crazy episodes. We have a lot of crazy topics. Keep giving you substance too. So we didn't have enough time to get into all the topics that we wanted to today, but we're going to quickly touch on the last topic and then revisit this. One topic that I wanted to talk about was Snoop Dogg's, wants to boycott the new Roots movie. John Amos, the original Kunta, disagrees with that because he feels like a new Roots movie is necessary. You know, so I'm on the fence about it because I do support both sides, because I'm one of those individuals that said, hey, I'm tired of looking at all these slave movies. You know, yeah. I know what we've been through. I think it's being over-advertised now. And, you know, there's always a subliminal message behind it. So what is your thought, Spade?
I feel like it is necessary. A new Roots movie, mm-hmm. just for the simple fact that it's 2016, and it's information that we found out and we researched, and you know it's more things that you can put inside of the movie that's getting closer to the truth. You feel me? So I feel like if you're gonna do it a Roots movie, then you need to do it where it's no holds barred. Like it needs to be truth. Not saying that the first Roots movie wasn't truth, but at the same time it was probably shit missing. So I feel like this reboot should have new information. Plus, the generation now needs to see this shit because the path that they on is going downhill. All these babies getting killed and all this, this is ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
So, I'm with it.
Man, and that's something that we have to talk about in a future episode, you know, what's happening with, you know, all these children being, you know, killed and everything, man. It's such a bad thing, man, you know. Wiping out our own generation, and it's about time that we, you know, find a way to be smarter about it. But let's gravitate past that. We'll touch that later, well, at a later date. Definitely want to say, you know, rest in peace to one of the greatest that's ever done it. You know, Ali passed away last night, and you know, it's definitely one of those things that you don't want to hear because there's a lot of people passing away and 2016, and you know, yes, you know, he was 74 years old, but he had a major impact on you know, culture itself. Doesn't matter if you're white, doesn't matter if you're black, you knew who Muhammad Ali was. You knew float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. You knew what he meant to everybody's culture. You know, when you look at greatest, the way that he's seen himself, you know, he's seen himself as the greatest to have ever done it. He's seen himself as great in everything he's ever done. He didn't only isolate himself to just boxing. You know, what he did for the culture was beyond boxing. I think a lot of people need to go back, look at what he meant to African-American culture and to the world as well. Because he was a freedom fighter. He stood by mm-hmm. what he believed in. And he didn't let anybody shake his beliefs. Because even when he wasn't boxing, in his mind he was great and he was able to accomplish great things. That's why I say you are who you say you are. You're able to accomplish whatever you want to accomplish if you put your mind to it. What you speak goes into the universe. If you're speaking negative stuff, you'll get negative results. If you're speaking positivity, you'll get positive results. Whatever you put into the universe, you will definitely get it back. And Muhammad Ali was a walking testament of you are who you say you are. Spades, is there anything you want to say about this, man?
You said it all, bro. Muhammad Ali, rest in peace, man. One of the greatest athletes ever, yo. Just an animal in the ring. But like you said, also outside the ring, he was definitely a pillar for blacks and definitely an example of how to stand up for what you believe in and go after your dreams. So thank you, Muhammad Ali, for all the years.
Absolutely. God, thank you, man. So everybody learned something very, very important today. Business, branding, and beliefs. If you believe you can do anything, you can do it, no matter what. I want to thank y'all for tuning in to Surge Radio, where shock isn't shock, is real. We have more stuff coming to y'all in the future. But make sure y'all definitely check out our blog as well. It's called Beyond the POV, Beyond the Point of View, but Beyond the POV, where it is you hear what we say on this radio show, but you have an opportunity to see how we feel beyond the radio show as well. Share that link with you, Beyond the POV, on blogger.com. You know, that's our new blog now. So y'all have a good day. Thank y'all for tuning in. Until the next show, peace.